At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This happened to me 4 years ago when I was 14 years old. Being a teenager, I loved being outside and exploring the ditch that we have behind our house. Keep in mind, I live out in the country, and our yard is 2 acres on top of a hill. One day, as I was coming up from the ditch and had made it to my driveway, I saw a white truck with orange lights at the top of the roof go past our driveway. It went pretty slow once it got to my driveway, but of course, I didn't think anything of it. I walked over to a tree that was close to the road because we had a tree stand that I sat on. As I was sitting there, once again, I saw that same white truck slowly go past my house. At first, I believed that this person just went the wrong way, but then I realized that they could have just went down the next street and that they didn't have to turn around. I brushed it off and thought that maybe they didn't know to go down the next street. I watched it go slow all the way down the hill until they made it to the stop sign. Even though there were no cars coming from either side, they literally just sat there for quite a while. I was then starting to get really nervous because they could have been gone a long time ago. After sitting there a while, they finally turned left, but not for long. After turning left, they then turned right and then turned around right there. They then again sat for a while. Keep in mind, I live on a hill, so I can see this truck perfectly, and I believe they could see me as well. They may not be able to see me well because they're pretty far, but they would still see me if I were to move or got down from the tree stand. I still sat where I was because I wanted to see if it was just a coincidence. After a while, the truck finally started driving back in my direction. It started coming up my road slowly once again. I was so scared because now I knew it wasn't a coincidence. This time they had their window down just a little bit, and I saw that it was a bald black guy. Not being racist, just mentioning what he looked like. At the time we had cameras, so I knew if something happened to me it would be all caught. But of course I didn't want to take any chances, so I got down and started walking back to my house. As I was walking, I saw the white truck yet again. I then started running to my front door, and I made it inside. I didn't know what to do. I also knew that my dad wouldn't take me serious, so I just kept it quiet. I did tell my mom, though, and she just told me to be careful while being outside. Now I truly wish I could say that was the only time this happened, but about a week later, I was outside once again. But this time I was with my friend Savannah, who was like a sister to me. She lived across the street, and we were always at each other's houses. We were at my house when this took place. As we were hanging outside, I noticed yet again a white truck with orange lights at the top go slowly past our driveway. I had already told Savannah what happened to me the last time with the white truck, so when I saw it, I got really scared and I told her that I believed that it was the same truck. We both agreed to see if it would come back down our street, and sure enough, it did. We both watched it go slowly past our driveway, but this time it didn't make it to the stop sign. The truck had stopped right before the stop sign, and then started to slowly back up some. It then just sat there for a good while, and once again, there were no cars coming on either side. We knew that it was really strange for the truck to back up like that. Savannah and I didn't know what to do, and since we wanted to know what this truck was doing, we just hid behind my dad's truck and just watched it. Once I saw this happening again, I knew that it wasn't a coincidence this time. After the truck had sat there for a while, it finally started to drive right back down the hill. But instead of turning left or right, it turned around and started slowly going back up our street. We were so shocked and petrified. As the man was going back up, I did notice that his window was slightly down once again. And again, I saw that it was the same bald black guy from before. Since we knew that all of this would be on camera, we decided that we were going to get the courage to go tell my dad. As we were walking to my front door, we saw the truck coming back yet again. Before we went inside though, I wanted to see what it was going to do this time. I looked behind my dad's truck, and I saw him turn left. But just like last time, he then turned right, and turned right around and just sat. We then went inside freaking out and trying to tell my dad about it. No joke, he didn't even take us serious and just told us whatever. We knew that he wouldn't believe us, but we at least wanted to try. So we then went back out, and the truck was still sitting there. Savannah and I just pretty much went back to what we were doing before this whole situation, but the truck then slowly came back up our street. We finally just decided to stay inside after that and just watch movies instead of taking any more chances with the creepy guy in his truck. After those incidents, I was actually terrified of white trucks for a good while. I'm 18 years old now, and I still live in the same house, and so far, I haven't seen that truck since. Please everyone, stay safe out there. Creeps can be anywhere. And to the weird guy with that stupid white truck, please stay the hell out of my neighborhood. The story happened about a month ago, and I'm still a bit shaken up about it. It was around 8 p.m. on a Saturday, and it was quite a peaceful night. My girlfriend and I were in bed just chilling and watching Netflix, when out of nowhere, there was this distant, blood-curdling scream. I wasn't too bothered by it, as the neighboring complex has a bunch of rowdy children who often scream at the top of their lungs. So I just brushed it off as that. But my girlfriend was pretty adamant that it didn't sound like the children, and that this scream sounded different. So we ended up pausing our Netflix show, and went to stand by the window, listening if we could hear it again. There was just silence for a few minutes, and just as I was about to tell her that everything seemed fine, there it was yet again. She was right. This was definitely not some rowdy kids. It sounded like a woman screaming her lungs out. I opened up the window wider, trying to hear where the scream was coming from, as it was quite distant. I then just hear the words, "Help me!" being screamed over and over again. And this time I could hear that it was actually a man who had been screaming. I told my girlfriend to unlock the door while I grabbed my car keys and shoes. We ran down 3 flights of stairs to the car. I really don't know what exactly we were going to do, but I just knew that we had to go and help this guy. By the time we got to the car, the night was completely silent again. We drove down the street in the direction we heard the screaming coming from, and we saw that the neighboring complex had its gate wide open, but with no one there. This was really odd, as this complex always has its gate closed, except for whenever someone's going in or out of the complex. The complex also looked so dark and dreary. Not a single light was on. It looked like something out of a horror movie. We continued driving up and down the streets, trying to see if we could see anyone needing help, but there was no one in sight. After a few minutes, the security came past and asked a few questions before then investigating the complex themselves. We gave them our number for any updates, but not surprisingly, we were never updated on the situation. Just about a week later, my girlfriend and I were going past the store for some groceries. As I was walking in, she had pulled me back to show me a printed piece of paper which was stuck on the wall outside of the store. It was a missing persons poster. The last place the person was seen on was the same street that we heard the screaming at. We're honestly not sure, but we really believe that someone was possibly kidnapped on that street, and just the thought of that freaks us the hell out.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm a 23-year-old female that lives with my boyfriend and parents in rural Australia, just a few hours out of Sydney. The story didn't happen to me, but to my mother just a few nights ago. She had just finished a later shift at the club that she works at, and because it's on the farther side of the town, she takes the dark country road home. You know, the kind with no streetlights and only a few houses dotted around. It was 10 p.m. on this road when she came across a white hatchback van type of car parked on the side of the road. A guy stepped out and into her lane and waved his arms, thinking that he had hit a kangaroo or something and was warning her of something on the road. She stopped. She put down the passenger window a bit, and the guy then spoke rather quickly, and she couldn't understand him. All she got from him was him asking for her phone, and that his car was broken down. She said that she didn't have one, and he pointed to her phone in the passenger seat, to which she then replied that you don't get good service in that area, which was true. It was then that my mom saw his phone light up in his car, so she knew he was lying. Meanwhile, the guy is pacing up and down the length of her car, comes back to the window, talks quickly again, and then asks her to pull up in front of his car. At this point, my mother's weighing her options while this guy is still pacing. My mother, not knowing if her doors would lock while the keys were in the ignition, tried it anyway as the guy walked around to the driver's door. She then locked it just in time, because the second she did, the guy tried to open the driver's side door. My mother then floored it, and she watched the guy in her mirror get in his car and then drive off, then turning down a different street. So clearly his car was fine. My mother called the police, but obviously the guy was gone at that point. She posted the story on Facebook that night just to warn people. I personally believe that this guy was on drugs, but I'm not really sure. Anyway, some of her friends commented on the post saying that they're glad she was okay. However, there was actually another lady that posted in a Facebook group that week before for a suburb 20 minutes up the road. The lady was going for a walk when a white car, the same kind, came flying up the road. It then quickly stopped, and a well-dressed man got out and approached her, and he told her she looked interesting. She told him she couldn't talk because she was in a hurry, and she said that she had to get home to her family. The man then followed her on foot for a short distance before then getting back into his car and leaving. Right around the time this incident happened, I was laying in bed, and I had heard a guy outside clear his throat. This is weird because our house is up a slope, behind trees and on the opposite side of the road with a footpath. We also have no neighbors, so nobody should have been around, especially at 8:30 p.m. at night. I sent my mother a text who was watching TV down the other end of the house. My bedroom is in the front closest to the road. I told her that I heard some guy clear his throat oddly close to the house. She then went and got my father from the bathroom. They both stepped out the back door and around the side of the house, looking down towards the front, and they saw some guy slip down the slope underneath the low trees at the front. My father ran back inside, got a torch, and walked down the street looking around the area, but he couldn't see anyone. He had asked a couple walking a dog if they'd seen anyone, but they just said no. I knew that whoever it was had to have been hiding, because he wouldn't have made it up or down the street without being seen. My boyfriend was due home in about 10 minutes, so I called him and I told him to look out for anyone walking up the street, probably in black clothes. When my boyfriend got home, he told me that there was a well-dressed guy in a black button-up shirt, suit pants, dress shoes, and he also had a briefcase walking up the street. I was a little suspicious, and I had joked around that he's probably got his breaking in supplies in the case. But I didn't think much of it until days later, when the lady said that the guy that followed and approached her was well-dressed, and I'm genuinely wondering if it's the same person. My mother has spoken to her, and they believe it's the same guy based on the description. The police are currently looking into it and scoping out our neighborhood every night. I'm not really sure if it was the same guy outside our house that stalked this lady or tried doing God knows what to my mother, but I have a bad feeling that it is. There's a rumor going around that another lady was approached too. I don't know what intentions this guy has, kidnapping if I had to guess, but I'm absolutely terrified knowing that there's someone hanging around with some seriously bad intentions, and I really wonder if there's someone in the back of his van waiting to pounce too. The ironic thing is that my father was going to put in our dash cams that same afternoon before my mother went to work, but he couldn't have been bothered. It would have caught everything that happened had he have done it. I'm a socially anxious person, and now I'll be living in a lot more fear until this guy's caught. And I really hope he's caught soon. I'm really bad at telling stories, but I'll try to make sense. This happened over 3 weeks ago, and I live in downtown LA. I like to shop at the Burlington that's in Broadway Street, and I usually shop in the mornings, but I decided to go in the afternoon around 4 p.m. Anyways, I was there trying on some clothes, and I see a group of guys walking my way trying on some shoes. Now, I like to smile at people, you know, to show kindness. Well, I then got their attention, and I heard them speaking in Russian. I'm half Russian, half Mexican myself, so I understand Russian. Usually people get confused since I'm quite tan and have brown hair and gray eyes, and they assume I'm either Middle Eastern or Egyptian. Anywho, I like to smile at people to show kindness, so I smiled at one of the guys, and we'll call him Guy 1, and he smiled back at me. I'm only 18, and I won't lie, I was quite attracted to the guy who smiled back at me. We kept staring back at each other until they left. I spent about 30 more minutes there at the store before then heading out, until Guy number 1 approached me, and then said, "Hey, how are you?" Me being young and finding this guy attractive, I decided to make more conversation with this guy. Also, he had a thick Russian accent. Right there at the moment, I decided to tell him that I understand, and I also speak Russian. But he spoke over me, and this was the conversation. "Hey, I saw you at the store a while ago, and my friends and I think you're beautiful, and we wanted to talk to you." I reply back with, "Yeah, I noticed you three at the store as well while I was getting ready to try on some clothes. Well, me and my friend waited for you to tell if you wanted to go out for some drinks. Wanna go?" he said. I didn't know whether to say yes or no, but I ended up saying yes since I wanted to keep talking to this guy. I forgot to mention that it was also very dark outside at this point, and that there wasn't any more people really out. When we walked to the guy's car, he had a black car with black tinted windows. While I was looking at the other guys, he had helped me get in the car, and he sat very close to me. Well, the two guys in the front then began speaking Russian to the guy who sat next to me. I pretended not to know what they were saying and just ignored it by putting on my headphones and pretending to listen to music. What I then heard, this was what guy number two said. "What exactly are we going to do with her after we drop her off somewhere?" My body felt as if my own soul left it right away. I didn't understand exactly what he meant by somewhere. Then guy number three then said, "I think we should just do what we really want to do." At this point, I wanted to cry, but I had held back my tears until guy number one then said, "My friends and I actually feel like going out to eat somewhere far away. Are you okay with that?" To which I then quietly replied back with, I don't think it's a good idea, and I think I want to go home." Well, this is when guy number one shows his true colors. He then said to me, "You aren't going anywhere. What kind of stupid idiot would get inside a car with three guys that she doesn't even know?" They all start laughing at me, and I ended up crying. They then continued driving, with the guy next to me trying to take my phone away and throw it outside the window. I tried kicking the windows, but the guy got on top of me. That was the moment where I prayed to stay alive, and I really thought that my life was over. I thought about everyone, my family, my friends, everything. It was just overall a horrible feeling, not knowing what was going to happen to me. I managed to actually get one of the doors unlocked, and I was able to jump out of the car with it still going. All I remember was getting up, and I just started running. I just ran and ran, and I didn't stop. I then ran inside of a store, and I asked them to call the cops. Cops eventually arrived, and I explained everything that happened to the cops. I explained how there were Russian men who took me and would have let me out of the car until I escaped. I ended up filing a report with the police with as little info as I had. But to my knowledge, those same Russian men haven't been caught to this day, nor have I seen them around town. I'm so lucky that I managed to get away, and I'm so glad I survived. Hey everyone, I hope you all enjoyed these stories. If you ever want to submit your own, you can do so at southerncannibal.com. Have a good night, everyone. And remember to always stay.